there I was, back in the wild again. And I felt right at home, where I belong. I had that feeling coming over me again, just like it happened so many times before. The spirit of the woods is like an old good friend. Makes me feel warm and good inside. And I knew his name, and it was good to see him again. 'Cause in the wind he's still alive. Old Fred Bear, walk with me down the trails again.
Welcome back. Little Ted Nugent, Fred Bear, Uncle Ted. Congratulations, Ted and Shemaine, winning Best Show Outdoor Channel at the SHOT Show. They won the Best Outdoor Show again. Congratulations. Yeah. And got word into the Nugent camp to get Ted back here on the show. We're going to get Ted back on. And you remember last time we had Ted on, we just like hit the switch and let him go. I said, what, three times in
that
an hour? Pretty much. But congratulations, Ted. That's really awesome. We're really happy for you. And thank you for all you do for the outdoors and hunting. And yes, indeed, you do a great job out there, reach millions of people. And it's so cool, just like some of our country music folks that get out there that we hunt with that reach so many people with the message of hunting in the outdoors.
What was our friend Chris, who used to be with Outdoor Channel? Chris
Chaffin Jaffin. I call him Chaffin Jaffin. Yeah.
Well, he just laughs. He goes something about, and I was saying,
we forgot to say welcome back to Campfire.
Welcome back to the Campfire. There you go. Live mobile on demand.
Yeah.
But he was laughing at when I used to do the commercials live, the abuse it used to give me. He goes, you know, people complimented because they heard every word you said.
Oh, by the way, I got a quick announcement here for you. You only hear it here on Eye on the Outdoors. 84,999,989 firearm owners. That is
legal.
Legal. American citizens shot no one yesterday.
Woo-hoo.
Thought you'd like to know that. Right, Volker Volker?
Yes.
Also, hunters spent a total of $38.3 billion last year on hunting, which that has a total economic multiplier effect of $86.9 billion across the U.S. economy from hunters. Next time you're out there seeing a turkey in a field or see a deer run across in front of your new truck, think a hunter.
And that's why they're there. We're the seventh or eighth largest industry in the United States.
Yeah. Awesome, 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 awesome. We got a special guest in the studio.
I'm excited.
Outdoor rider,
this.
Turkey hunter. He was in beautiful downtown. How was beautiful downtown Bismarck last night?
Foggy.
Yeah. Mike Rue, you just heard him there. Welcome back, Mike.
Thank you, Ray.
Me and you were discussing some things. You got some things going on in your life and some things you're doing. So why don't you just tell us what's up with Mike Rue?
Well, I appreciate it, and thanks for having me. You guys have a good time here on Saturday morning.
Oh, you've seen nothing yet.
Well, Ray, as you know, we talked earlier about how long we've known each other. And,
yes, sir.
And it's measured in decades, not in years. I remember a beautiful April morning. I messed up a gobbler off the roost, which is not uncommon, but about 9:30, I snapped a good bird in Scotland County, and I was walking out on the road that divided property I was hunting on from the neighbor, and I looked at the top of the hill, and there was a fat man up there, and I had a buddy with a camera, and I walked at the top of the hill, and there was Ray I.
The cameraman was the fat guy, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. I can say that because I'm not underfed myself.
That goes back. That's a lot of years ago.
That's right. That's a lot of years ago. A lot of years ago. And so, you know, you and I have both been in this business for a long, long time. I started in 1975.
Yeah.
With Harris and Bill Harper and Jordan. Long time
Loman
ago.
Game Calls.
That's right.
The old Loman Game Calls.
That's right.
Good folks.
Long time ago. And about 25 years ago, the good Lord blessed me by giving me an outdoor ministry. And I have, in that time, I've done seminars and I've spoken at hundreds of churches throughout the country.
Yep.
And about 18 months ago, I got introduced to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, which is a national organization. A lot of people believe that FCA, Ray, is a student ministry, but it's not. It's actually a coach's ministry.
Okay.
FCA mentors and disciples coaches because they are the influencers of those kids. So when I was challenged to take my personal outdoor ministry to the next level, I was introduced to FCA, volunteered with them for well over a year on some of their outdoor events, and was just kind of led to combine my outdoor experience and my outdoor ministry with the already established and successful infrastructure of FCA. And I have come on board full-time now as the director of a 5-state Midwest region, Missouri, Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska, and Kansas, director of FCA Outdoor Ministries.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. It is a huge step.
Yes, it is.
It is a huge step. And I see just from sitting here with you and Vogler that boy, today there's a lot of numbers thrown out, a lot of stats thrown out. Well, in that 5-state region that I just described, guys, in 2016, there were over 5 million hunting and fishing licenses purchased.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's awesome. And that's my mission field. My mission field is the spiritual well-being of people who, based upon their purchasing history, have a passion for the outdoors. And I could list every organization that you guys know. National Wild Turkey Federation, right. NRA, Ducks Unlimited. There are
elk,
hundreds of
whitetail.
Them. And none of those organizations appear to be publicly concerned about those 5 million people's spiritual well-being. That's what FCA Outdoors does.
Okay. That's a good description.
That's what FCA Outdoor does. And not only from a high school level, but all the way up to the companies and the businesses that financially support FCA and will support FCA Outdoors, the more people we can reach, the more people that I have on my home team, the better chance we have of being successful. And so what does success mean? Success is just you meet somebody, you have a shared passion for the outdoors, you build a friendship, you build a trusting relationship, and ultimately you add those people to the kingdom. That's the deal.
Do you have a website or information that people can get more information about all this from you?
The best way, because let me say this about that.
Okay.
FCA and I pushed this snowball off the mountain about a month ago. December 15th was our launch date. So there's a lot of things that are still in the process. But the best way is to just contact me personally through my website, MikeRood.com.
Well, that's easy enough.
MikeRoux.com. My contact information is there. And I would love to talk to individuals who would like to be a part of this. I would love to talk to the retailers who make their living selling hooks and bullets. Obviously, I want to talk to the manufacturers that produce those hooks and bullets.
Yeah.
The larger the team that I build, the bigger impact we're going to have. And it is if I can use a biblical term, it's a David and Goliath task.
Yes.
That's in front of me. And I'm as tickled as I can be.
If anybody's up to that task, it's you.
Well, thank you.
I know you pretty good.
It is a David and Goliath task. My job, the way I see it, is to, by the end of the first year, not only have the money raised to support the ministry, but to have a guy like me in the other 4 states.
Yeah. Okay.
And just let the trickle down happen all the way down to the junior high school and college level where the students are being affected.
All right. We're visiting with Mike Rue, if you just join us. Tell us what the name of the organization is again.
Fellowship of Christian Athletes Outdoor Ministry.
And what do you do?
I am the director of the 5-state Midwest region for the outdoor ministry.
And they can contact you?
Contact me through my website, MikeRoux.com.
Or get a hold of us, and we certainly put you in touch with Mike.
I will keep a flow of information coming to you, Ray. I appreciate
your
willingness to help.
Absolutely. We'll do a lot more on the show with that. We're going to take a break. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you coming in this morning. And with that, Matty G., let's go to the other side, shall we?
Live Mobile On Demand,